Wait, we got a lot more of berries around here.
You have some that grow on the ground that are red?
Strawberries? Uh-huh. Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. I was thinking that one. Very,
very. How about some with a rough surface? Red?
Like those little orange berries? Mm-hmm. We have orange berries that grow on a tree, and they are not to be eaten.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them? Do you know?
I always call them red berries.
Mm-hmm. What about these things that grow on the ground on something that looks like a tomato vine? And they're hard. And you can't eat them. And you ever heard those?
Tomato vine?
Something. It's just a little vine and it has little sticky things on it.
Stickers?
Yeah, little stickers on it. And what you call those? Gallberries or something like that? You ever heard of that?
I've heard gallberries before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that's what it was.
I'm not even sure that's what it is. What would you call a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers?
Flower bush? Flower tree? I don't know.
What about this large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers? And a prickly seed pod?
A dogwood tree.
What's the kind of tree that you might find, especially in the South, with kind of dark wood, and it has a big flat dark leaf. And
oak tree.
Well, it's this one has a big white seed. Starts with an M.
Mangalo.
Kind of, yeah, manga or mag.
Magnolia. Oh, a magnolia bush.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, I must ask
my husband.
And a man might say, I must ask
my wife.
He
wouldn't ask me. No, I take that back.
A woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
The man whose daughter you are is your...
The man whose daughter you are is your daddy. Yes.
Uh-huh. And his wife is your...
Mother.
What would you call... and his father would be your...
Granddaddy. His wife's mother.
Uh-huh.
Your grandmama.
What would you call your granddaddy when you're, say, real small? Would you call him granddaddy?
I've always called him granddaddy. Both of them has always been granddaddy and grandmama. Mm-hmm. And either I would put the last name on the end, you mm-hmm. know. Let's go to grandmama.
Mm-hmm.
Yates's or
yeah.
Cannon's.
Mm-hmm. Your father and mother would be called your...
Parents.
Your father's father is called your...
Granddaddy. Well, it's like your, maternity? No, mm-hmm. that's your other, that shows the side of your family. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be it then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Maternity.
Your
son? Not maternity. Maternal.
What would you call it? You might say if you have a little child, you'd say he's a cute little...
He's a cute little thing.
Mm-hmm. What would be something on wheels that you might push a baby around in?
A wagon?
Or,
I know, you just strollers, what you talking about?
Say if you had three children, and they were named Sally and Jim and Bob. And you might say Sally is the...
Oldest.
And Jim is the...
Youngest.
And Bob is the...
In between. The middle.